It is a Friday morning chat with Coach Joe Haynes of the Waynesville Football Tigers. And Coach, you're coming off two wins in a row, a huge win last week for your program over the Bolivar Liberators. And again, you get that first one under your belt. Now you get the second one under your belt. It's looking good for the Rolla Bulldogs. I'm sure your Tigers are pumped.
Oh, no doubt about it. You know, again, big rivalry game, home game. And, yeah, like you said, two games under our belt, back-to-back. So they say you win one game, it's good. You win two games, get back-to-back, and three makes it a streak. So we're ready to get the streak started.
You bet. What do you know about this Rolla team?
Well, I mean, they are, kind of the typical Rolla team that has been around since I've been here. They've got some decent size and they've got some athleticism, but the thing for them is they're pretty much a run-heavy team. And on the defensive side, you know, if you don't play smart, they can make you make mistakes and make you pay for it. But other than that, I think they're pretty comparable to ourselves as far as physicality and things of that nature. So we're definitely excited about seeing those guys roll into town.
Your Tigers have had a little problem with the run, Coach, this year. I mean, last week against Bolivar, you bent a little bit, but when it came to fourth down, your Tigers stepped up big last week. Hopefully you won't have to do too much of that this week.
Well, you know, bend but don't break is a good situation. You know, it's not the one that you want to be every possession, naturally. And you look at Rolla, they're a lot like Bolivar, in which, I mean, Bolivar ran the ball, I think, 75 times. They had 75 rushing plays. And so when you rush the ball almost 100 times in a game, you're bound to have some big plays. But we definitely believe that our defense is going to be able to pull through for us on a regular basis. And the most important part, then, is if the defense gets a stop, that sparks the offense, and then the offense puts points on the board, and that gives the defense a lot more energy.
I thought coming into this season your Tigers were going to be more of a running team, but after I went through the stats after the Bolivar game and added all the stats up, your Tigers are more of a passing team than they are a running team, even though you kind of mix it up quite well.
Well, you know, that's the thing that's crazy, is every year the kids come in and you know what you have. Like you said, you anticipate this and you anticipate that. But once you get on the field, that's really where it boils down to, is what's actually clicking and coming together. And right now, our pass game has been on fire. And that's a huge testament to our senior quarterback, Mike Lewis, and his development over the last few years. And, I mean, he's able to distribute the ball to four or five receivers throughout the game. And then when it's time to run it, we can pound the rock with the same type of running backs or some of those receivers or himself to be for a change. But, that's just pretty good for us, because we can throw it when we need to, but we can run it when we want to, and that's a good place to be.
You bet. Love balance. How's the health of the Tigers this week?
Well, we've got a few guys out with injuries. Sean Beltran was starting outside linebacker for us. He sat out last week with a deep thigh bruise. He's out again this week. Evan Stubblefield actually has a deep thigh bruise. He's going to be out for a couple weeks. Antonio Pearson didn't play last week due to COVID-related issues. He'll be back for the West Plains game. But we do get another guy back who hasn't played since, I think, week one or two. Chris Tuiasosopo is a receiver for us, and we're excited to get him back on the field. He'll be on the defensive side just the same. So, you know, typical COVID season type situation where we got a few guys here and there, but hey, we still got what we need to get on the field and make things happen.
Sounds great. Let's get a streak going, Coach. Go Tigers, and we'll see you at the game tonight.
Yes, sir. Go Tigers.